Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. A team at the University of Akron has developed a new type of non-toxic pigment inspired by the vibrant colors of bird feathers. In this week's Explore Radio, we learn how that innovation takes place in the lab and how its success came as a surprise to the researchers. We're in the lab of polymer scientist Ali Dinijwala. Yeah.
So we have some feathers here. I'm surprised. I thought we were looking at polymers.
So today we're going to learn about feathers and colors.
We look at shimmering blue feathers from a duck's wing. Others are bright green, orange, and brown. Dinijwala says the colors in birds, from crow black to canary yellow, all come from the same starting materials.
Very simple components.
Very simple component. Only three of them in nature: melanin, keratin, and air.
Keratin is the protein that makes up feathers, as well as hair, horns, and fingernails. Melanin is the dark brown pigment that gives color to our skin.
But in this case of bird feathers, what they do is they take melanin and they mix it with keratin, and they self-assemble in a very beautiful patterns. And those patterns essentially reflect light in a very unique way, and that creates this vibrant colors that we see on the feathers.
Dinijwala and his crew spent a couple of years examining how nature does it.
And then from that, we actually started thinking about ideas of how to create something which would be a synthetic analog of the color that we see in birds.
He holds up a small bottle filled with a dark brown liquid.
This is the melanin.
But instead of being coated with a layer of keratin, as in nature, Dinijwala encapsulated the melanin particles in silica, basically a thin layer of sand. So, how do we go from a dull brown liquid to a vibrant color? Again, Dinijwala looked to the birds for inspiration.
The key to it is placing these melanin particles in a certain periodic spacing. So imagine you have to lay it out in certain stacks in a certain way. And that process is the key to creating colors.
But while birds are able to grow these structures in their feathers, his team had to find another way.
This is a machine we use to do the sonication.
Wei Yao is a grad student in Dinijwala's lab. She adds a type of oil that partially mixes with the melanin solution.
Turn it on and it will shake. Now you can hear the sound.
The oil and water form a froth called an emulsion.
It's like salad dressing.
In the emulsion, the silica-coated melanin particles become trapped in tiny droplets of oil.
And they form these suprastructures, which have a bunch of particles assembled together.
It's like a baseball made of BBs.
Like the little space between each of these balls is where the magic happens.
That is where the magic is, and that is why this process was very important, that we are using something which is so simple, where we take like oil and water, and we just shake the while, and then wait for a few minutes, and the self-assembly process takes place, and then we are left with a powder, which is color.
Laid out before us is a rosette of brightly hued powders, blue, green, red, and orange, all made from the same simple materials, melanin and silica. Dinijwala says the colors come from variations in the thickness of the silica layer. Unlike pigments we see in paint and plastics, colors in nature are often what we call structural colors, meaning the color comes from the way light is reflected, not from the pigment itself. Dinijwala is excited about the possible uses for his bird-inspired colors. He's already gotten overtures from major cosmetic companies, and it's food safe.
The other advantage of structural colors, like unlike the pigment colors, is they do not fade with UV light.
That UV protection has caught the interest of the Department of Defense. He's part of a group that's received an $8 million grant to unlock the mysteries of melanin and how it provides protection against the sun's harmful rays and other dangers.
In fact, NASA and some other organizations are also very interested in properties of gamma protection that melanin has.
But Dinijwala says none of these were motivators for beginning the work. He says it was driven by curiosity.
It's really a free-flowing thought process which has actually led us to this innovation.
He says this process of open-ended exploration is becoming more rare. But the results, he says, can be extraordinary. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.